The essential thing we want to do at this quick sync up call is to identify what, in terms of contents, do we have to present to the participants, what kind of messages we want to get across, and bring it to a point so that we could start advertising or marketing this whole endeavor. And of course, if the Oasis people were here, we could talk a little more about how to refine that message. If not, then we will try to drum up some message and have them tweak and fine tune it to sort of for their the dispatch, as well as the Oasis and other collaborators as well. So before we move into that, if you notice, I still have ISO with a question mark. We've confirmed Oasis, OMG, Ontolog, OOR, and IAOA. So Michael, you were going to see if we can get ISO as a collaborator.
Right. So I haven't heard back from Sue Allen Wright, because that's the one project I'm involved with, Ontolog. But I had spoken with Ray Gates, who's in the part of ISO where we're working on Common Logic, and he was, very interested in that. And so he was just wondering, though, exactly, like, what was he supposed to send a message to our group? Peter, you sent me some text that we could kind of use as a way of, making a statement. And I think that he was willing to kind of endorse the statement that says, ontology-based standards is good and we're behind it, sort of idea. But then he wasn't clear about whether he should be writing up a statement or whether that's something that we, the organizers, are going to write up. And then he just kind of puts his name at the bottom, kind of like with the communique of the ontology summit.
Yeah, it's more like the co-organizers of the Ontology Summit or sponsors. So it's very, very casual, fairly flexible, and best not to have to go up the chain of commands to get an approval.
He'd be interested in doing that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Willing to do that. So we just have to come up with what that statement would be, and then we can distribute that.
Yeah. And maybe after this call, then we could start collaboratively coming up with an abstract of the whole thing,
right,
which we will circulate to all six collaborators and have them sort of deliver the message.
Yep.
So I assume that would not be ISO per se, but ISO XYZ working
right
group.
Exactly. SC32, WG2, and if it's Sue Allen Wright, it would be, that TC37,
SC3, WG3,
so,
or something. All right. That sounds good. So could you jot, maybe type that into the chat?
Okay.
And then at least we know exactly who to identify. So maybe you could continue to pursue with Sue Allen or?
Yeah.
Sounds good. So if we have the CL group and the Onto IOP group, that would be good. And I guess, are you an SC4? I mean, the people, the ISO 15926.
Right. Yeah. So that's where PSL was. Just a second. Let me close my window. Sorry, too many sirens are there. That's the part of ISO where PSL was standardized, for example, and I still have some contacts there. And in particular, I think there is there has been an effort that has been going underway or trying to get off the ground of adding more ontologies to harmonizing the standards within SC4.
Uh-huh.
But there has been a little bit of turnover in some of the people who are actively working on those projects, and so I'm still trying to find out who actually would be the best person to act as a contact.
Right.
But then people at NIST are no longer, they're kind of, NIST management is kind of having people distance themselves from active standards participation most recently. So those contacts are also disappearing.
So once we have the first one, at least we could list ISO, and then the adding others would be a bonus. But even if we don't have others, we have one, then we could say, I mean, certain ISO working groups are in there. That's great. All right, so we've got co-organizers out of the way. And before you joined, I was citing my worries that Ken would not be able to join us on the second session, but then Ken says he's at a meeting and he might be able to slip out for a couple of hours, so we don't have to worry about rescheduling anyway, which makes it good that we would try to drum up enough content for two sessions, at least as a target, and let's try to configure those two sessions then. So my suggestion would be, it in the first session, which would be looked at as a kickoff session, I'm following sort of the ontology summit practice or that pattern. So maybe on the kickoff session, we start with like 5 minute overviews from the collaborating the collaborators on stating why they're here and their endorsements and so on. That's good for marketing and brings up the profile of this whole thing. So if we have 6 and 5 minutes each, that takes up like half an hour, which would be good, great. So that's my thinking. And presumably with a 2 hour session, we should at the most, come up with only like an hour and a half of content, because invariably people stretch out their talks or we delay getting started and all sorts of things. So we probably, we do the half hour of the co-organizers, then we have about 1 hour of content to fill in the first session and possibly an hour and a half for the second session. So we're talking about maybe 2 panelists, at the most 3 panelists for the first session, and maybe 4 panelists on the second session. By panelists, I would mean like maybe segments. A talk could be one segment, a demo could be one segment. So it could still be 1 or 2 people doing sort of several things. So that's my suggestion, and maybe Eric, since you've been coordinating with Ken and Elisa closely, how do you see the content fitting into that framework?
I believe there's enough content. Ken is going to do a demo, which usually take some time to go through the scenarios. Okay. And my understanding is Elisa has similar something that she can demonstrate as well, using the knowledge management API and how that can benefit from ontology-based standards.
We don't actually have a demo, but there are some things that we could present, and I would want to invite at least one other person when we get to that. But if we have only an hour on the first session, it might make sense to cover the ICOM efforts and maybe the work that Ken has done specifically on the specification generation or metadata from the metadata, I think that sounds fascinating to me. I mean, I you could spend a whole hour on it, and I would not be unhappy. So depending on what you guys want to do, it might make sense to focus on those two things the first time, and we can focus on some related OMG work and whatever else Michael wants to cover in the second time.
That sounds great. So maybe first session we have half an hour of co-organizer short sort of briefs, and then an hour on the various things ICOM could demonstrate and the what that connotes. Maybe in the second session, Michael could start with, Michael, you have always been talking about, let's say, five different aspects of ontology-based standards, five or six of those. You might do an high-level talk in that various, sort of describing the different aspects and the benefits that one could get, but maybe state that during these two sessions, we focus more on the representation in both English and in an ontology language. And then there would be other aspects that we would cover as ongoing sessions of this series. And then we could move on to Elisa and your guests various other things that reinforces those the message that we want to get across.
I think that Michael should go first.
I just give a general association overview.
Because this is really just another session in. Well, you've had a number of them, right?
Right, yeah, I was just going to ask that, Peter, that, we've had, three sessions or four sessions already. This would be another in the continuing series, then, with a little more focus.
I think it should be considered that way, and you should start.
Okay, sure, I can do that.
This is sort of one of an ongoing series that Michael is driving, but it's also the first of a broader collaboration between, let's say, OASIS, OMG, ISO, Ontolog, OR, and IAOA.
Right.
Previously, it was sort of Ontolog, OR, and IAOA. In that respect, it was more the ontologist talking previously. Now it's the ontologist and the SDOs coming together to endorse this message.
Right.
So, I agree, Michael going first. Although, if we get all the co-organizers to do their 5 minutes, which is half an hour, and we let Michael go first, even if his piece is 15, 20 minutes, then Ken, you're left with only maybe 40, 45 minutes. To do a lot of things.
That's fine.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm quite sure. The demos are going to be more like just examples in the presentation.
Yes.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be 15 minutes. I try to be just 10. I'm just giving the context and background.
Yeah, and Ken and I actually went through the Ontology Summit. What was it, 2009 content yesterday evening, and look through things that were spinning off there, and a lot of it is actually still ongoing, which is very encouraging. I mean, at that time was identified, things that were identified included things that Mike Bennett is doing, and that's ongoing and expanded, I mean, to include the OMG people now.
Right.
And Cuomo's isn't going anymore, but OMG has picked that up, which is good. And there were various things like the I-ring effort, the efforts that covered by 15926, which I guess by what they were presenting at the last summit in terms of systems, looks like they are making a lot of progress too. So that squeezes session one and leaves a little more flexibility and maybe richer content for session two then.
But at least that's something to say.
Yes.
I'm wondering, did you want an overview of what's going on at OMG as a part of that or no?
The thing
I wanted to focus on was related more to the work on transformations across specifications, which Mark Linehan and I are doing from SBDR to OLL. And I thought something on that and possibly something on the information management meta model that's also coming out with Pete Rivett, who is with a company called Adaptive, and he's one of the primary drivers behind Canonical XMI, which is going to allow a lot of the UML tools to interchange models more effectively, which has been a problem for many years. And that facility alone will enable better support altogether for model interoperability from an OMG standpoint, but also with things that are external to OMG. There are a couple of things I was thinking about that we could cover, but my question to you is, in the context of this particular series, are you more interested in the transformations from one spec to another, like has been done for ICOM, or do you want what OMG is up to with ontology more generally?
I think in terms of the entire series, we would eventually cover all five or six aspects that Michael has alluded to. But for these two sessions, I guess, except for the introductory material, we should focus on just sort of multiple representation, particularly English and ontology language representations, and how that could benefit.
Okay.
That benefits
what we're doing standard with the SBDR to OLL piece, because SBDR is a structured English standard from OMG.
Mm-hmm. That would be very nice.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
So I can try to coordinate with Mark Linehan. I think it would be great to have him give the presentation. And he can talk for an hour or more on his own about that. But we also have done some work together on the OLL transformation, which I can show in an ontology in Protégé and in UML, which has it makes use of a number of different annotations and things that we track in order to limit the lossiness of the transformation, which might be of interest to people.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So then are we kind of also planning like the next two sessions, you're saying? So the next session is pretty well set. Are we also thinking of the session after that at this point, or?
That's what my piece of it would be for.
Okay. That's why I just wanted to see how this is all going to fit. I mean, okay, so yours is going to be the second session. Got it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So you're asking whether we are planning the second session, or are you asking whether we are planning session three through N? Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I was just making sure that Lisa was talking about the second session.
Okay.
Because otherwise it would be a very, very full first session.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't think we could cover it all in the time
good.
We have in the
good.
First session.
All right. So that sounds great. I guess the what's left is who would chair session one and who would chair session two? I will prefer people not presenting to chair. So maybe co-chairs.
So could somebody, if somebody else can session, can chair session two for me, then I'm comfortable to present with Mark.
I can chair session two.
Okay. And you and I can coordinate on what we cover, and I can introduce you to him if you haven't met him already.
I spoke with Mark at Voice in Austria.
Oh, okay, good.
Live. Yeah.
Because it's that work that I've been doing with him that we've made even more progress on that I think would be good to share. Because I think he presented the date-time piece, vocabulary itself, right?
That's right.
And so our work was originally an attempt to map the date-time vocabulary to OWL, and then we realized we needed a more general capability to map SBVR to OWL in order to get it right. So that's what I would have him talk about, and I would contribute to that in that second session.
Well,
if we have experts, we can share about other things going on at OMG.
How about if I suggest this? Elisa and I, Peter, co-chairs session one, and Michael and Eric co-chairs session two.
Okay.
Would that work?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. And then, sorry, Ken.
Hmm?
But I'm sure we will be having you chair further sessions in no time.
You need me to chair something?
Not these two sessions.
Oh, okay. Can't chair the second one because I'm
right,
going to be at
exactly,
that
meeting.
Otherwise, and I'm giving a presentation in the first.
Yeah. Yep.
But if you need a chair later on, that's fine.
Okay. So, and then I had one more question is in the opening, do we want to get NIST involved? It's courteous. It's high profile. If
mm-hmm.
they say yes, what does the group think here?
Who would you want to invite?
Conrad,
Walker, Ed Barkmeyer, somebody?
No, I'm thinking of either Ram Sri Ram or Chuck Romine.
Okay, so at a higher level.
Yes. I mean, it's sort of marketing more than anything else.
It's worth a shot to invite them.
Yeah, and they would only say no.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So, yes to attempting to invite. Okay, let me capture this session one. So, speakers in session one. So, Oasis, I guess we'll try to get Laurent, at least as a start. He might end up sending Chet and Sing or someone else. But
hey, Peter, this is Chet, by the way. I'm sorry I joined late.
Oh, Chet. Yes.
No.
Good. No. Do you think Laurent would be amenable to doing, let's say, a 5-minute in the kickoff session?
I believe he would, and I will follow up and check.
Ah, fantastic. So at least target Laurent, Chet will follow up.
And that would be on which date?
That would be 2 weeks, that would be the 25th date,
okay, very good.
October 25th. So essentially, this will be just a 5 minutes, and we will be crafting a sort of group message, and essentially, Oasis can tell us why they are sort of supporting this effort and seeing how great this effort is and so on. So Laurent and Elisa, you think we could get Richard?
I'm writing him an email. No guarantees, but so it's the Thursday, October the 25th. And what time is the start time?
9:30 Pacific.
Okay.
What time zone does he work out of?
Eastern. But if he's traveling, he could be in any time zone.
Okay. So you will help follow up?
Yes.
And if it's not him, then you come up with someone else from OMG.
Yeah, so maybe Andrew Watson, who is the president and the standards wonk guy, or John Siegel, who is their chief technology guy, if Richard can't be present. But Richard is more eloquent. Actually, Andrew is quite good. He's in London. So either one of the two of them would be great.
Yep.
And I'll copy Andrew on my note just to make sure that I get the message across. And what you want in that 5 minutes is an acknowledgement that OMG sees collaboration on some of these ontology standards to be important?
Yes, that, and also we are all working together. I mean, the various SDOs and the various ontology communities are joining hands to work on this together rather than each go in a separate way, if possible. So, and for ISO, who do you think we could get?
Well, see, the thing is that, like, Sue Ellen kind of already gave a presentation that kind of gives an overview of her area. And Elisa actually gave a presentation of what's been going on in SC32WG2. So I'm not really sure what they would be saying if we invite somebody.
Are you talking to Denise Warsell?
No.
So she's the chair of that group when they convene internationally.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So I know they just... And I'm not sure what level has happened, whether it was SC32 or JTC1 at the higher level, but they just approved a bunch of OMG standards recently, including the UML 2.4.1, MOF 241, XMI 241, and there may have been another one. They all went through just recently. But I don't know on the ontology front. I would think Denise would be the best person.
Yeah, I would think so too.
I'll contact her.
But Denise did show up at your CL session last time.
That's right. You probably
remember. She has been lurking at Ontolog. I mean, all along, and has been quite supportive. So. One of the things is, I mean, you could also sort of ask her to confirm the ISO co-organizership, as well as inviting her to do the 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe not call it co-organizership, but endorsement or some.
That's why I was pitching it already to the others, was more the endorsement side. Okay.
So Denise Warsell.
We're talking about like a 5 minute overview of their thoughts on the topic.
Right. On the collaboration or on the topic or on ontologies and standards.
Right.
Or ontology based standards. Ontolog, I will try to ask Leo if he could be available. OOR, who could represent OOR?
I suppose I could represent OOR.
Okay, sure. All right, can send O-R-I-A-O-A.
I thought that was going to be me.
All
I thought
right.
that's what I was presenting, wasn't it? My role, like, from the IAOA perspective? Or was I mixed up?
I think the IAOA perspective would be slightly different from your sort of technical perspective of what is the role of the various aspects of ontology-based standards. You
okay.
can roll that into one and sort of it be do that. Let's say when everyone else has 5 minutes, you have like 10 or 15 minutes, and you extend that into the more elaborate overview of various aspects, which is good.
I can do either one. I mean, so from the IAOA perspective, I can just present like that standard, the three slides that kind of say what's the scope of the committee, what are relevant projects and talks that have happened in the past. I can do that for IAOA, and then I'll have a separate 10 minutes where I talk about my opinions on ontology-based standards.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
So we've got that, and then Ken and Eric would do the bulk of the rest of the ICOM thing.
Okay.
Yes. I can help also. I think mostly Ken will be leading the presentation, and I can support Ken.
So it would be ICOM's, what we should call it, it's not experience. ICOM's, we'll let you come up with the...
Yes. So,
the title.
So we do have a technical demo. A lot of people will be interested in Semantic Media Wiki, and Aliza is interested in the transformation tools to generate the ontologies. But a demo will include that. However, we need to tie in this demo with the theme of the sessions. And so I put together 3 points. I don't know if this is agreeable to all of you. Some of them are not done yet. We think it is feasible to do, like adding additional content to Semantic Media Wiki, for example, like discussion forums that are represented as email message threads. They may be, they are not integrated into Wiki yet, but it would be possible to do. And so I don't know if it makes sense. And Ken, what do you think about these points, the 3 points? That I sent out in the email. First, starting with positioning ontology-based standards as enabler for multiple perspectives, multiple representations in different ontology languages, and the tool for generating these representations. Of course, you are using the ICOM, CMIS grammar, but it should be, generalizable to SPVR from developed under OMG, and we can relate.
Yeah, pretty much any grammar would do fine.
Yes, and the third point is just my own. Is as inside the demo, it is hard to see the advantages of ontology-based standards or multiple representations or generation of these ontologies from text. But there is one thing that can take advantage of that is pulling together, integrating content from heterogeneous data sources, that is not easy to do without such a standard. So, you think the third point can be demonstrated as well?
I don't know that we have examples to demonstrate that right now, do we?
Not yet. Yeah, but maybe we can meet a few several times to see if we can come up with something just to show feasibility.
We can try to get to that, but certainly the other two we have.
Right.
So we could let you take this offline and come back with the final abstract of what you will present and what kind of demos you will be making. Would that be okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll come back with the abstract.
Yep. Okay, so if you guys look at the chat again, now I've got 1, 2, 3. 1 is the co-organizer briefs. 2 is Michael on various aspects of ontology-based standards. And 3 would be the talk and demo of ICOM's experience and learning. Of course, none of these are the right titles. It just points to where the content might fall. So,
yeah, that's good.
All right. So we've essentially got session 1. Titles and abstracts. You think end of this week is good enough to get the title and abstracts done?
Sure.
So maybe by the 12th, titles and abstracts?
Works for me.
All right. Yeah, because that way, nobody have heard about this whole endeavor yet. So unlike other things, other like earth science ontolog or things that we've already advertised, we wanted at least to give people some preview. So abstracts by the 12th, this Friday, and then maybe I could craft something over the weekend and get that released by Monday and circulate it among everyone. Maybe we can get it sort of tied down and released by Monday.
Yes. We can work on.
Yep. All right, that's session 1. Session 2. Lisa?
So what do you want for the beginning of that? Do you want Michael to do a quick recap of what happened at the first call or someone to do that before?
Probably not.
Yeah, we don't usually do that. We just, kind of just say, this is the second in the series.
Okay.
That basic idea.
Yeah.
And then go over what that day's agenda is.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now that we've moved Michael's piece to session 1, then we've got time to do a few more other things in session 2.
So session 2 for ontology-based standards, we could do... the first part of it would be a presentation by Mark Linehan, hopefully he's available that day, and I'll confirm that, and if he can't do it, I can, on the work that we've been doing at OMG to do transformations from SBVR to OWL as a basis for transforming various vocabularies, starting with the date-time vocabulary from SBVR to OWL. So this is a general purpose mechanism that we've been working on, which he's done the lion's share of the work, but we actually have quite a bit of material we've put together, and some ontologies as well to make that happen. The whole transformation process could be the main topic of the whole call, if you like, if you want us to spend that much time on it. We could also summarize towards the end other things going on at OMG that people might want to be interested in that are all ontology-driven, one of which is an activity that we think is really, really important, which has to do with developing some additional infrastructure, standards for infrastructure for exchange of information across rule engines and other kinds of reasoning systems, including owl reasoners. So we call activity API for knowledge bases. So we could spend the second half of the call just talking about that. And the people that are participating include some folks from the RuleML community, a number of different folks from the more knowledge representation, traditional ontology community, and there's probably 50 or 60 people that are on our mailing list and that have participated in some of the meetings and are sort of stakeholders in what we're doing, ranging from rule vendors like TIBCO and IBM iLog to Jeff Pan, for example, who's been working on the optimized TR owl reasoners, to the Kendall Clark and folks at Clark and Parja for the pellet reasoner, a number of other folks, so that we can put together a real standards-based ecosystem where information can be exchanged across in either a service bus kind of a an architecture or possibly a resource-oriented architecture, a REST architecture, more traditional library calls, regardless of what the actual platform happens to be for those interchanges. We're starting down the path of working on this architecture and have a pretty broad range of folks from the community working on it.
That sounds really good, which reminds me why OOR is in the mix of the co-organizers. Because at one point, somewhere in the message, I would really love to say that, I mean, when all the standards are expressed in English and in an ontology, the ontology should be hosted in an OOR. I mean, OOR not being a single place, but I mean, logically a single place, which essentially is a federated system or federated network of ontology repositories. So talking about infrastructure would allow us to get that part of the message across, even if we don't cover that that topic head on. At least we whet people's appetites and get them thinking in that direction.
Okay.
So that sounds good. So, but would that then be like two major talks, or one major talk and one sort of half talk?
It would be two. I would try to split it into two sessions that were, 40 minutes each, with time for questions after each one. Have Mark Linehan give the first piece. And either I could give the API for KV's talk, or see if Davide Sotara from the Arizona State, who is our primary architect at this point, he or Harold Bowley are both our architects, along with some other folks kibitzing in the background, including myself. But I can try and get one of those guys to do the second part of it, the API for KV's piece.
Can you give a sort of one-liner, like what I have on number one, but start that with two and then type it into the chat?
Let me see.
Like where I have parenthesis, I mark
yeah.
on, I mean, something for two. And then maybe, Michael, since you will co-chair session two, then maybe in the co-chair opening, either you or Eric, maybe mainly Michael, since you're much more involved in OOR, to get that OOR message across?
Well, I might actually, I was thinking of mentioning that in my little 10-minute blurb in the first meeting.
Okay.
I mean, that was just kind of like, you know, when it's my thoughts on ontology-based standards. That was going to be one of the things I was going to mention.
Okay. Good. Keep emphasizing that when you have a chance.
All right.
So.
Okay, so I'm typing. So
all right, I noticed you're typing, so keep typing.
Okay.
We won't distract you.
Okay. Uh-oh, we're about to be invaded. My son is just home from school, in case you hear noise in the background, gentlemen.
So there's one other topic we touched on in our meeting last week. That's starting an open source project. So that would complement OOR, but it's for source code that can be, you know, not just ontology, but implementation. And like, ICOM has a shared open source project as well. It's promoting Java Persistent API for ICOM. And Ken has source code for the tools that may be contributed through open source. And I think Eliza may have other tools that OMG is using. So between Oasis and OMG, we may have an open source project in a neutral ground, not, probably in SourceForge or Java.net or someplace.
Sounds good. Since we are going to have hopefully an hour each session, some of these things could be exchanged over the discussion and chat and try to be consolidated or try to recruit more support with the community and so on. I think that would be nice. So, thank you, Elisa. Got that. And I'm typing in session two titles and abstracts due 1 week from this Friday. And then session co-chairs come up with session titles and abstract, and panelists to come up with their own talk titles and abstracts. So, and I assume we almost know who is going to be inviting the panelists and speakers, right? I assume there's no ambiguity.
Right.
All right. So lastly, the message. So any input on the message? So I can collect input now, I can craft that, put that onto email, and then we circulate and at least get all the co-organizers to acknowledge that it's the right message to go out.
Cool.
So any additional input, Amanda, now or maybe... essentially, I'll just put into writing the things that we've been talking about all along anyway.
Sure, that sounds good.
No, okay, so Peter to draft message. And circulate. So maybe... Again, by this Friday. So I guess that message would probably be also the kickoff session abstract.
What do you mean? Sorry?
So that message would probably be the session one abstract.
Oh, I see.
Well.
Okay, but it's the kickoff for the whole series.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I guess that's all we need to cover today.
Oh, cool.
Okay,
and then we can just exchange more on email, and if we need to talk with you directly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So Ken, I have a quick message. Ken, will you have time later this afternoon? I can give you a call.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to another meeting right after, and then after that, I'll call you probably around 4 o'clock. Would that be too late for you? That's 7 p.m.
Might make a little later than that.
Oh, you mean you prefer to be a little later?
I'll be at dinner.
Okay, right. Okay, or earlier, like 6 p.m. Okay, that's close to dinner time also. So you want it to be later then, like 8, 9 o'clock your time, right?
Yeah, that would be best.
Okay, all right. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great session. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.